As you've already heard, and will throughout the rest of the evening, many of our missile defenders have served across the globe, providing no-fail mission support to combatant commanders, protecting our service members and allies, not only at home, but also abroad. The National Guard is especially proud of our role leading the Department of Defense's ground-based mid-course defense mission. I'd like to take a moment to highlight one of our most critical units and the home of tonight's National Guard recipient, the 49th Missile Defense Battalion. As part of a multi-component Army Brigade, the 49th Missile Defense Battalion, whom we affectionately referred to as the 300, protecting the 300 million, is comprised of all National Guard soldiers, who also make up about 10% of the Alaska National Guard. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, our guardsmen and women provide an immediate response capability. And if you've ever been to Fort Greeley, it is not the friendliest of environments. So. With that being said, it's my privilege to introduce the National Guard Missile Defender of the Year, Chief Warrant Officer 4, Jacob Moore, the Senior System Integrator in the 49th Missile Defense Battalion. If you could join me up here, Jacob. For over a decade, Chief Moore has served in a multitude of assignments at the battalion and brigade level. As a Senior System Integrator, he serves as the primary ground-based mid-course defense tactical trainer and evaluator. Through interfaces with partnered organizations at his home station of Fort Greeley, Alaska, and across the ground-based mid-course defense enterprise, Jacob has been instrumental in the 49th's ability to maintain a high level of tactical and technical proficiency. Despite a high personnel turnover of trained air crews, Chief Moore was able to increase the unit's operational readiness evaluation scores by over 20% over what they had over the previous 5 years, with no degradation in daily mission support. Further, he ensured his unit was in compliance with updated U.S. NORTHCOM tactics, contributing to the most effective defense of the homeland. Chief Moore's influence and reputation extends beyond the 49th, across the entire enterprise. He has worked with material developers to improve system performance and implement rapid corrective action measures. Further, he's been able to leverage the enterprise in his role as a battalion's coordination officer for the development of a new ground-based mid-course defense missile field at Fort Greeley. One of our National Guards and our nation's finest, it is my sincere pleasure to recognize and congratulate Jacob Moore and express our gratitude to his lovely wife, Rebecca, who's with us tonight, and his daughter, Zoe, right here. And also, I have to recognize they brought an 80-degree temperature swing, minus 40 to plus 40, so thank you for that. We'd like to thank them for their continued support to Jacob as he serves in such a critical role in our nation's defense. Thank you.
Incredible and an enabler. Ricky, thank you for bringing us all together tonight. And Boeing and Northrop Grumman, I mean, it's a team event that enables us to protect 300 million. It's no individual. You know, no one in this room actually can claim credit. There's so many great minds involved to do what we do. I'm going to set this right here, though. I do. It's, I'm going to have to read this to you because this was when I kind of got word that Chief Moore, you know, operational readiness has been your thing. It's a culminating event for me in 19 years of service. You know, I love it. I love it. I got 504s at Greeley. I got 505s at Missile Defense Element. And I'm going to make sure they're ready. You know, if it's not seconds, you know, or if it's not minutes, it will be seconds. We're going to defend 300 million.
Oh, cool. There's
Undersecretary, thank you, sir. You read my mail. I loved what you were saying. And I appreciate it. So anyway, good evening, everyone. Yeah, you know, bottom line up front, this probably is about the greatest, you know, in 19 years of service. But you know what? There's so many people that should be here right now receiving. You know, we all paused a little bit. My beautiful wife, my beautiful daughter. There she is. She's recording everything. But I mean, they enable. They're enablers. But it's people that actually make stuff happen. It's not the program. You know, it's so much more than a program. It's really a summation of really the brightest minds, the most courageous people that have a vision and love the homeland. And that's what brings us together tonight. It's courage. It's courage. It's thinking outside the box. Don't ever stop that. That's my challenge to you tonight. Don't ever stop that. Got a lot of great leaders, you know, in this room. I was going to give a shout out to General Dickinson. He kind of transformed the 49th to a degree, meaning he's like, are you operationally ready? And he kind of lit a fire in my heart a little bit. I'm like, maybe we're not, you know? I mean, that's the kind of leader he is. So thank you, General Dickinson. You know, he's not here tonight, but thank you for that. You know, Colonel Kick, former 100th Brigade Commander. Colonel Otek, sir, thanks for giving me the freedom to be able to just run with what I know is the right thing to do. You've not hindered me. I am a silent professional. I'm a warrant. I'm a warrant officer, silent professional. You give me that. I appreciate it so much, sir. Colonel Williams, looking so, where are you at, sir? There you are. Sir, I am looking forward to ensure your success. That's all I live for. I want my Green Tabbers to be successful. And I want to work with you to bring all the echelons together, SMDC, brigade, and battalion, for operational readiness, sir. That's my commitment to you. And I think Colonel Ortega kind of set the standard. I can do that if you let me. And we will do that. It's 300 million people we're talking about right now. So in closing, it is the people that make the program a success. It's passionate and like-hearted professionals that add value. It's far bigger than ourselves. The threat is real. The threat is real. You guys get that? But operational readiness is key. And synergy is fuel. We have to work together. When people come together, that's synergy. That's fuel that will allow us to defend the homeland. Don't forget that. Okay? Synergy is key. With that, I'm going to hand the mic back, but I want to personally thank everyone in here for your service. Thank you for what you do. Wives, spouses, leaders in here, I love serving you. I love it. I'm never going to stop. Never going to stop. God bless you all. God bless the homeland.